had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who couldn't make me be true. Whoa, 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 couldn't make me be blue and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do for nobody else. Gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Cause nobody else gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still now, and it had to be you. It just had to be you. It had to be you.
American Standard from 1924 with Ray Charles singing it from, the mid-60s. It had to be you. I mostly remember it from Casablanca with Dooley Wilson singing it in the movie. And it's been in a ton of movies all through the years and various people singing the song. There's even a movie called It Had to Be You, and I think Ginger Rogers starred in it. Well, I let Ray set the mood for some more American standards and continuing our celebration of the 100th anniversary of Frank Sinatra's birth. The most successful album that Frank Sinatra ever had in his entire career was Come Dance With Me from 1959. And in 1960, it won the Grammy for Album of the Year. It spent 140 weeks on Billboard's pop album charts. That's a long time. Sold a lot of records. Here's the title cut. Come Dance With Me.
Here we go. One, two, and two.
Hey there, cutes, put on your dancing boots and come dance with me. Come dance with me, what an evening for some terpsichore. Pretty face, I know a swinging place. Come on, dance with me. Romance with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm swings, what lovely things I'll be saying. Cause what is dancing but making love set to music playing? When the band begins to leave the stand and folks start to roam, as we waltz home cheek to cheek we'll be. Come on, come on, come on, come on and dance with me. Hey there, cutes, put on your bassy boots and come dance with me. Come dance with me, what an evening for some terpsichore. Pretty face, I know a swinging place. Come on, dance with me. Romance with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm swings, what cuckoo things I'll be saying. For what is dancing but making love set to music playing when the band begins to leave the stand and folks start to roam. As we wing home, cheek to cheek we'll be. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on and dance with me.
I think, for one thing, it gave him a really good reason, way to contribute to the radio station, because when we moved up here, that's when we discovered North State Public Radio, and it's the only one we listened to, and he felt really good, as if he was doing something good for the station and the community. But beyond that, he took incredible pleasure from it, too. It made him feel really good and fulfilled. It allowed him a really good excuse. I used to give them a bad time about it, a really good excuse to sit around and study all the musicians and read all the literature and compare songs. And he had developed at that point a fairly discerning ear. He worked hard, for example, on his segues from song to song. I mean, very hard to have them either come in on the right same note or just something that would flow together so that it sounded seamless. And he was a perfectionist about that show. I wish you could see what I'm looking at right now, which is his two desks and stacks of books. And I wish you could see the stacks and stacks and stacks and drawers and tables full of CDs all over this house. And but he also had an extensive online connection that developed in later years. And it just gave him so much access to what he needed to have. The more involved he got, the more access he had, and the better informed he was. And he was happy. He loved to just talk about things with people about the music and everything else. But the music was usually, in our later years, that was usually the key to the conversation. And it's not that he was a trained musician. While we still live in the Bay Area, I bought him this. He wanted to learn guitar, so I bought him this beautiful guitar. And it's still sitting here. But he did play it for a number of years. But he put it aside when we started building our house. And as he says, he wouldn't play it in public. I enjoyed it though.
Hoovering by my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Heavy rain falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's all right. A rainy night in Georgia, a rainy night in Georgia, it seems like it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night.
A distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. A rainy night in Georgia, such a rainy night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. How many times I wondered, it still comes out the same. No matter how you look at it or think of it, it's life, and you just got to play the game. I find me a place in a boxcar, so I take my guitar to pass some time. Late at night, it's hard to rest. I hold your picture to my chest, and I feel fine. But it's a rainy night in Georgia. Baby, it's a rainy night in Georgia. I feel it's raining all over the world. Kinda lonely though, and it's raining all over the world. Oh, have you ever been lonely, people, and you feel that it was raining all over this man's world? You're talking about raining, 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 raining over the world.
It was a night, ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. The moon was bright, oh how bright it really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. It was a kiss, ooh, what a kiss it was, it really was such a kiss. Oh, how she could kiss, oh, what a kiss it was, it really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. But I gave my heart to her, sweet surrender. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart in love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night. It was a night, ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart in her love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. How will I remember, I'll always remember that night, ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. When we kissed, I had to fall in love. But I gave my heart to her. It was, it really was such a night. When we kissed, I had to fall in love. While she's gone, 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 yes, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, 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 and my love was gone.
But before that on, yes, before that on, and before that on, ooh, 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 yeah. Such a if some miracle could win your love for me. Whoa, whoa, little girl, how happy I would be if some miracle could win your love for me. Win your love for me. Win your love for me. Whoa. Wouldn't be full of sorrow, but now all I can do is hope and pray that you'll come to me tomorrow. Whoa, whoa, little girl, how happy I would be if some miracle could win your love for me. Win your love for me. Win your song. And whenever I look at you, my heart beat like a tom-tom. If you'd only come to me, this torch I wouldn't have to carry. And if everything go right, to the church we'll go to marry. Whoa.
Anybody here see my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Martin, can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. didn't they try to find some good for you and me? Then we'll be free. Someday, soon, he's gonna be one day.
Nice long set, and I hope I can get through telling you what I played without losing my voice. We've ended with Booker T and the MGs. Time Is Tight is still in the background. I hope you can hear it. And we had Sam Cooke with Win Your Love For Me from The Man Who Invented Soul. And let's see here. Such a Night, Elvis Presley from 1960. Elvis Is Back is the name of the album that came off of. And A Rainy Night in Georgia, Brooke Benton from 1970.
He loved the people. We met so many people. And Barry was a people lover. And if you looked at him, you'd think there's a big, gruff guy over there. I better watch my step with him. Of course, that was absolutely untrue. But he had a heart as big as the world. And he embraced everybody. And, you know, everybody knew that if they needed someplace to be at Strawberry, they could come and join the Hazel camp if they wanted to, you know, that was always an option. And he just loved the music so much, and he understood the music. By that time, he was so well-versed in so many kinds of music. And it's just one of those things that just kept evolving and evolving and evolving. And but it was the music and his love of people. And we wanted to share that when we first came to the North State, because we didn't have any kind of music like that here at the time. There are other venues now producing concerts of things that are used to be up our alley, sometimes on a bigger level, sometimes on a way smaller level. But at the time we got here, there was almost nothing. We could find nothing. And we were so used to living in the South Bay area, where we had a number of things we could have done each weekend or each week during the week, that we decided that somebody needed to fill that void, and we tried. And that was his true love. Everywhere we went, he was the one who drew the people. I kind of hide in the background, you know.
Hi, this is Nolan Ford, and you're listening to a special tribute to Shasta Serenade host Barry Hazel, who passed away last week. Stay with us. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes.
And welcome back to the Shasta Serenade. Well, let's talk a little Dylan and his latest release of American Standards called Fallen Angels. Came out last May. And about a year prior to that, a little more than a year prior to that, in February of 2015, he had another one called Shadows in the Night. Now, I haven't played from either one of those albums, and it's sort of a love-hate relationship with me and Bob Dylan. I think his songwriting and a lot of things that he does is just outstanding. There are other things like his singing voice that leaves something to be desired. But a lot of folks really have got a positive review of this album and one prior to it too. So I sat down the other night and really listened to every song on Fallen Angels. There are many singers out there who are reaching that twilight era of their careers, and I guess they want to touch base with their past and what they listened to as children. And of course, Dylan is well into his 70s and grew up listening to the great pop sounds, the American Standards, and I guess he wants to make his mark on that genre. So I'll play along. Here's his version of a 1924 song written by Isham Jones and Gus Kahn. It Had to Be You.
Why do I do just as you say? Why must I just give you your way? Why do I sigh? Why don't I try to forget? It must have been that something lovers call fate kept me saying I have to wait. I saw them all, just couldn't fall till we met. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue. And even be glad, just to be sad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all of your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Wonderful. for you, it had to be you.
He used to get the biggest kick out of that. We would, I don't know how many times it happened, here in Reading, and in other places, actually, the first time it happened, it was really funny because what attracted a high school classmate of ours, and we graduated from high school in 1965, so it was his voice. And she lived in Chico, and she was listening to the radio, and she heard his voice. She said, "That's Barry." So then she listened to the show a little more, and she found out indeed it was, and we made contact with her again. It was really a kick. That was the first. That was fairly early on. That was years ago. And then in Reading, though, there was almost never a time at the doctor's office, at the hospital, that somebody there didn't listen to his show. They'd come running in and say, "You're Barry," you know, or they'd come running up to him. Well, they'd never seen him before. They'd come running up to him and say, "I recognize your voice. We're sitting two tables over, and I heard you talking." And we were just sitting there having lunch or something, sitting and talking, you know. And but they heard him, heard us talking, and they didn't hear me. They heard him. And they, some of them were good enough to come to the table. And night before he had his knee replacement, we went out to dinner here in Reading, and we were sitting at the bar having dinner with and talking to some other people at the who were at the bar. And about halfway through our conversation, she had had a knee replacement, so that's what we were talking about. And she said, "You know, I know your voice. What is your name?" And it was constant, and he got the biggest kick out of it. It made him feel validated that maybe, you know, people were enjoying his work, because he did put a lot of hours, he put hours into each one of his shows, and I think it showed. I think he called his, it was funny because, you know, he did the little blurb that he sent in every week in the email. And one day he was in a hurry, and he said, "Don't forget to read my blurb." So it was always then, and became his blurb from then on. And but he always had me check his blurb before he sent it to you guys, just to make sure he wasn't completely murdering the language in print.
They call her hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal who likes to see men suffer, to tease them and thrill them, to torture and kill them. Is her delight, they say. I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. That's a hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, GA. Thank you.
beautiful Savannah,
the meanest gal in town. Talk about your cold refrigerated mamas, brother, she's a polar bear's pajamas. To tease them and thrill them, to torture and kill them, it's her delight, they say. An evening spent with Hannah sitting on your knee is like being in Alaska in your BVDs. That's hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A.
To talk with all by myself, no one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting. It's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Saving my love for you. Saving my love for you.
Funny you should mention that, because a lot of people did not realize it, including people who had been coming to our concerts and that kind of thing. Some friends of ours had an anniversary party that we went to on a Saturday, and it happened to be while Barry's show was on the air, and we showed up there, and a couple of people came up to him and said, how can you be two places? They couldn't believe he was there. They said, they thought his show was live, and they'd been listening for years, but they thought it was live. Yeah, there were glitches, and he continued, you know, he bought a lot of equipment and stuff. He had just, last year, he bought a brand new mic that he was really happy with, but he had mic and a headset and headsets, and he had some program that he used, and I'm a computer idiot, so I don't know what it was, but he had all his music cataloged online, but he spent a day before he ever got to that, just choosing a whole range of things that he hoped to work into the next show. And then he narrowed it down from there. But then he, you know, if he didn't know something about those people, because he enjoyed telling other people interesting little stories about the musicians, if he could, if he didn't, he would spend a lot of time researching that stuff, too. But, yeah, he had his own, he set it up here. The mic is still sitting up, even though he retired more than a month ago, and the mic is still attached over his desk, and he bought some other things to enhance it a little bit, to make the sound a little crisper. I'm not sure all the things that he got to work on it, but he wanted it to sound good. It was such a relief to him that to be able to record from home. He used to drive down to Reading to the KFPR studio down there, but the equipment down there was pretty old, and we live a good distance from town, and that took up, even when he was doing it live, even though he didn't have to do all the as much research, because he didn't get a chance to do it over. But he was picky. Once he got a chance to do it over, he was picky about trying to fix anything that was really terrible.
It absolutely shows, like, in the production quality of that he was a perfectionist, and I don't know. I just wanted to share that with, make sure our listeners understand the amount of work and focus and dedication that went into the production of his show.
Well, and that's actually one of the reasons he ended up retiring, because I finally retired, and we wanted to travel to see our grandchildren in San Diego and do some other things, but it was very difficult to get away unless he spent a couple of weeks all in a hunk doing a couple or three shows so he'd be able to leave without leaving a void. So, but he left a void.
Starting today, I'm teaching my heart not to ache anymore. Just 'cause we're apart, no more will I dream of your sweet loving ways. Gonna learn to forget you starting today. And when memories haunt me and the tears start to flow, I'll just think of the sorrow you caused me to know. No more for the past to return what I pray. Gonna live for tomorrow. Starting today,
starting today. It's cold. It always seems that way, and I've been thinking about you almost every day. Thinking about the good times, thinking about the rain, thinking about how bad it feels alone again. I'm sorry for sorry things ain't what they used to be. The more that
I'm sorry for myself. If you're not here with me, our friends all ask about you. I say you're doing fine. I expect to hear from you almost any time. They all know I'm crying. I can't sleep at night. They all know I'm dying down deep inside. I'm sorry for all the lies I told you. I'm sorry for the things I didn't say. More than
of the big city lights, tired of the glamour, and tired of the sights. In all my dreams, I am roaming once more back to my home on that old river shore. I am sad and weary, far away from home. Miss the Mississippi and you, dear. Days are dark and dreary everywhere I roam. Miss the Mississippi and you. Rolling always alone and blue, so blue. Nothing seems to cheer me under heaven's dome. Miss the Mississippi and you. That old nothing seems to cheer me under heaven's dome. Miss a Mississippi and you. How do they? Mississippi and you.
Merle Haggard off of his Peer Sessions, Miss the Mississippi and You. And if you're a big Merle Haggard fan, or if you're a new Merle Haggard fan, the Peer Sessions is an album you should probably consider owning. Came out in 2002, and prior to that, John Denver, I'm Sorry, from 1975, and I took that off of a Greatest Hits album, but it actually came out originally on Windsong, and it turned out to be a gold record for him. And I had to play Elvis Presley. I mean, it's his birthday this weekend. He would have been 82 years old had he stuck around, and the song was Starting Today, written by Don Robinson, and came out in 1961 off of his album Something for Everybody. And Ain't Misbehavin', Willie Nelson off of his album American Classics. And Hard-Hearted Hannah, Ray Charles, off of Dedicated to You, also from 1961. And there was a re-release, by the way, in 1998 on Rhino Records. And we opened up our last set of today's show with Bob Dylan and his version of It Had to Be You off of Fallen Angels.
Well, I just hope everybody knows how much Barry loved knowing them. And if he didn't meet you, I hope he knows, or you know, that he would love to have sat and talked with you about anything you wanted to talk about, including the music. And he was a big, warm guy, and we loved him with all our hearts, and that's because he was such a loving guy himself, and I think we're all going to miss him.
I've gotten down to my last pair of shoes. Can't even win a nickel bet because of them that's got, of them that gets, and I ain't got nothing yet. I'm sneaking in and out, ducking my landlord. All I seem to do is stay in debt because of them that's got, yeah. Yes, and I tell y'all, I ain't got nothing yet. That old saying, them that's got or them that gets, is something I can't see. If you gotta have something before you can get something, how do you get your first is still a mystery to me. I see folk with long cars and fine clothes. That's why they're called the smarter set, because they manage to get when only them that's got supposed to get, and I ain't got nothing yet. Saying them that's got or them that gets is something I can't see. If you gotta have something before you can get something, how do you get your first is still a mystery to me. I see folk with long cars and fine clothes. That's why they're called the smarter set, because they manage to get, when only them that's got supposed to get, and I ain't got nothing yet. Whoa, I
tell y'all, I ain't found nothing yet. You know, I just don't understand it. I can't seem to get a nickel or a dime for a cup of coffee. I need a hamburger. In fact, a hot dog wouldn't be too bad. I would just be grateful if I could get my hands on most anything right now.
Ray Charles, Them That Got. That's something that's held up throughout history and certainly is true today. Came out as a single about 1961 on ABC Paramount. Didn't really go anywhere. Got more attention because it was included on his 1962 Greatest Hits album. Well, that's it for the Shasta Serenade and the Rockabilly Weekend. I am now officially retired from public radio, and you might hear me once in a while, but be a rare occasion, folks. It's been a gas for 20 years, about 10 years on the Shasta Serenade and the Rockabilly Weekend. You can find the show archived on MyNSPR on KKRN.org in Round Mountain and on iTunes. So until I see you again, please stay safe, and I'll definitely see you at the music. Bye-bye now.
The Shasta Serenade is a production of NSPR, North State Public Radio, a service of California State University, Chico.
Hi, this is Nolan Ford. Thank you for listening to our special tribute to Shasta Serenade host Barry Hazel, who passed away last week. On behalf of all of us here at North State Public Radio, we are so grateful for the years of dedication and creative effort Barry provided for our listeners. Thank you, Barry. We'll see you at the music.